Merry Christmas. What a great time of reflection and meditation and worship we have already participated in this evening. What I'd like to do is direct our thoughts for just a few minutes on the way God exhibits his perfect timing in all of salvation. How God does exactly what needs to be done at just the right time. If you have your Bibles and would like to turn to Galatians chapter 4, I'm going to read a few verses from this passage that remind us of this. Galatians chapter 4, beginning with verse 4, Paul says, "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God." When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. You know, it's often been noted what a perfect set of opportunities had come together in the first century when Jesus was born. The fact that there was that Pax Romana, that Roman peace, that for the first time enveloped the empire, making it possible for there to be a sense of security. There was an established set of roads that were maintained and guarded so that there was free travel, commerce, a universal language, Greek, unified people and culture. So many things coalesced at just the right time, so that the coming of Christ might be heralded throughout the entire known world. But when Jesus is spoken here of having come in the fullness of time, I think Paul is speaking of something even more profound than just all those historical things being put into place. Because Paul tells us in this passage in Galatians that Jesus actually comes as the centerpiece in history. That before the coming of Jesus, we see this in verses 1 through 3, the elementary principles of the world were enslaving people. Or to use the words in the song, "O Holy Night," that we just sung, "Long lay the world in sin and error pining." And then Jesus appeared. Then God sent forth his Son, dividing all of history into what went before, that time of bondage, that time of elementary principles, enslaving men, that all being before Christ, and then ushering in that new era where it's possible for us to be free, to be adopted as sons, and to share in a divine inheritance because of the coming of Christ. And at just the right time in human history, at just the right time in salvation history, God sent his Son. As we've already reflected tonight, this Son was not simply a baby born in a manger. The Scriptures tell us that God sent forth his Son. Jesus was divine, God's own Son. Jesus was pre-existent. Jesus already was with the Father. The word that Paul uses here is a fascinating word. It isn't the normal word that simply means sent. It means to be sent from another place. That is, Jesus left his divine glory and came as God at just the right time. But he was not only God, he was man. Because Paul goes on to say, God sent forth his son, born of woman, a human, God, become flesh for us. And not only simply born of woman, but born under the law. The scriptures tell us that all of creation lay under a curse. Paul earlier in Galatians 3 says this, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Jesus not only left the glories of heaven to become a man at just the right time in human history, but he came in order to become a curse for us, to bear the penalty of our sin, that we might be free, that we might be forgiven, that we might know the living God. Paul says that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. Jesus came from heaven. He was born of woman. He was born under the law, subject to the curse for us. And then Paul goes on to give us the reason for that. Why did Jesus come? Why was that necessary? Why do we celebrate Christmas this evening? God did that to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Jesus came because we need to be redeemed, because we in and of ourselves are sinners, because we in and of ourselves are separated from God, and there's nothing that we can do on our own to remedy that horrible plight. But Jesus did it for us. He came. He was sent from the Father. He came. He was born a human. He paid the penalty of that curse that we might be redeemed. Jesus came because we needed a Savior. We needed saving. That was our fundamental need. And Jesus came in order to redeem those who were under the law. And that redemption is twofold, because Jesus did not simply redeem us from something, but to something. He didn't simply redeem us from the curse of not being able to live up to God's holy and righteous standards, but he redeemed us to receiving adoption as sons. He received us to being able to become his own children, to have all the rights, all the privileges of a son, of a child of God. And Paul goes on to say that God not only sent his son, but in Galatians 4, verse 6, because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Daddy, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. We needed redemption. We were under a curse of our sin and our inability to hold up, to maintain the standard of God's holiness and righteousness. And so God sent his own son to pay that penalty. God clothed in flesh to redeem us from the curse, to redeem us to a glorious inheritance. And Paul says that God did that at exactly the right time. Christ came that first Christmas at just the right time. But that isn't the only thing in God's economy that happened at just the right time. You see, Christ also died on the cross to make our forgiveness possible, to make our redemption possible, and he did that at just the right time as well. In Romans 5:6, Paul tells us, "For while we were still weak," that is, while we were still helpless, unable to do anything about our spiritual condition, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. Jesus came at exactly the right time. Jesus died to pay the penalty of the sins of all who would believe in him at just the right time. And Paul also tells us that Christ will return to earth at just the right time. In 1 Timothy, we read these words, "Keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see, to him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen." Jesus Christ came at just the right time. Jesus Christ died at just the right time. In God's divine economy, in salvation history, Jesus Christ will return to earth at just the right time. You might wonder, well, when is it appropriate for us to make personal response to these truths? When is the right time for us to bow the knee to that Jesus, to give our lives to that Jesus, to receive the forgiveness of his cross for our sins? Well, Paul answers that question for us too. He says in 2 Corinthians, "Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." There is no more perfect time for you this evening to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus than right now. This is the right time. This is the perfect time. This is the day of salvation. This one that we have sung about this evening, this one whose scriptures we have read, this one who has come to redeem us, to give us that glorious inheritance, the time to come to him is now. And I would encourage those of us that know Jesus Christ personally tonight to continue our time of worship, our time of reflection, our time of adoration for God become flesh. And I also urge any of us this evening that have not yet come personally to acknowledge this Jesus, that even tonight might be that night. That as you've heard the words sung, as you've heard the truth of the incarnation of God becoming flesh, paying the penalty of our sin, that you would desire that salvation, that you would desire that inheritance, even this evening. And it's as simple as submitting yourself, humbling yourself before that Jesus, asking for his forgiveness, giving your heart and life to him as Lord. That would be the best Christmas gift you could ever receive. And there is no better time to receive it than right now. Let's pray. Lord, we worship you. You are a God who is sovereign. You are a God who holds all things in your hands and who does everything at just the right time. Lord, we thank you for sending Jesus at that perfect time. We thank you that Jesus died at exactly the time we needed. We thank you that he will return at that perfect time of your choosing. And Lord, we thank you that you make available the day of salvation to us right now. Lord, we adore you. We worship you. We humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.